Julia Gillard's used a speech to business leaders and politicians in Beijing to lay out her vision for what she calls a new level of partnership between Australia and China. She's concluded her visit to China by calling for closer defence ties and for the exchange of knowledge to be considered as valuable as the export of minerals. Naomi Woodley's travelling with the Prime Minister and she filed this report from Beijing.
Julia Gillard's well-known passion is education, and on her final full day in China, the Prime Minister made time to visit the Chen Jin Lung High School in downtown Beijing to talk to the students.
We also see a lot of Chinese students come study in Australia. It's the single biggest grouping of students studying in Australia from overseas is from China.
Ms. Gillard emphasised the importance of education exchanges when she made the keynote speech at a lunch hosted by Australian business representatives.
All Australian students will have access to at least one priority Asian language, including Mandarin. As part of Australia's National Plan for School Improvement, all our schools will engage with at least one school in Asia, taking advantage of our national broadband network.
Julia Gillard used the opportunity to set out her vision for Australia's long-term relationship with China. She says social connections and the sharing of Australia's development and planning knowledge should be seen as important in the relationship as economic trade.
The diversifying relationship between our two economies and the growing connection between our two peoples go hand in hand.
She's also previewed a higher level of defence cooperation.
In the coming decade, our cooperation will continue to grow. Over time, we would like to see this extend to trilateral exercises, including the United States.
And the Prime Minister emphasised that Chinese investment in Australia is very welcome.
There is clear potential for expanded Chinese investment in Australia, and I am confident that this will continue to grow.
But the most significant part of the Prime Minister's speech centred on her desire for a more formal level of leadership talks between Australia and China.
Leaders on both sides must be confident we have the right structures to guide the decisions we need to make in coming years. Right now, I don't believe we do.
She's due to meet the Premier Li Keqiang late this afternoon in Beijing and told the business lunch that they agree on the need for a new high-level partnership.
As the Premier has said, our relationship is already comprehensive, constructive and cooperative. It is now ready to take a very concrete form.
Ms. Gillard says the new partnership will build on the existing level of cooperation.
We should set an ambitious goal, a level and structure of dialogue which Australia shares with only a handful of countries, and one which China also shares with only very few nations. I have no doubt it is an ambition which is justified by the times, and I am delighted that my Chinese counterparts share this view.
The Prime Minister says the details of the new partnership will be formally announced after her meeting with Premier Li. This is Naomi Woodley in Beijing reporting for PM.